Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:02 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is January 27th, and rather interesting day. The FOMC meeting confirmed that the Fed is looking at ceasing its mortgage purchases in March, which has been the plan all along. This is in spite of the fact that there are a huge number of ARM, or option, adjustable rate mortgages, resetting in the second half of this year, and it remains to be seen just what kind of effect that's going to have, particularly on the housing market, and indeed the wider economy. The Brazilian authorities also kept their interest rate at 8.75%. So they resisted the temptation to raise rates there, and that would suggest that inflation is not getting beyond their expectations. This was also an interesting day on the tech front, because Apple, which is testing its highs up there around $200, released its new product today and is closing up on the day, having been down and tested the $200 level earlier on. But this has been a marked loss of momentum, and the fact that we've seen a leading stock such as Apple losing momentum and posting a number of failed upside breaks in the region of a psychological area of resistance is a harbinger for the wider market, because it's very similar to the type of activity that we've seen elsewhere. In stock markets today, the Hang Seng was down about a third of 1%. The ASX was down about a percent and a half. The environment was generally softer right across Europe, with a number of these indices down in excess of 1%. Spain was down over 2.5%. Two markets that are of interest are Sweden and Denmark. Denmark rallied in here today and has held the upward break. It hasn't gone very much of anywhere over the last 6 months, but it has sustained the upward break that it put in earlier this month, and that's broadly bullish activity. It may suggest that markets such as Denmark and Sweden may be ones to watch when we do start to see evidence that this medium-term correction is over. And we haven't had evidence of that just yet. There are nothing in the way of upward dynamics right across Asia, and indeed Europe and the USA and the rest of the Americas. We continue to see really quite soft action. We've seen a number of failed upside breaks. We've seen that a number of these trends have lost consistency. And in a number of the audios I remember doing, just after Christmas, I was citing something that we say at the chart seminar, which is that if the market has further to go now, it should sustain the upward break. And the fact that we have had these failed upside breaks suggests that there is ample supply above the market, that investors are taking profits, that we've had a very good year in 2009, and people are looking for the reasons that are going to push the market that bit higher before we have a bit of a shakeout and reversion towards the mean. And it is only a reversion towards the mean that we're looking for. Monetary conditions remain extraordinarily accommodative. And indeed, if you look at the spread between the 10 and the 2 year in the chart library, you'll see that for the US, that is actually pushing out to new highs, and it's almost up to 3%. I think it's at 285 basis points or something to that effect. And that's extraordinarily accommodative. Those are the loosest conditions we've seen in decades, if indeed ever. And that's not the kind of background against which you would see a massive blowout in terms of stock markets or other asset classes. But what we do have at the moment is a medium-term correction, which is being characterized by a reversion towards the mean, which we define as the 200-day moving average. And that is as true for the commodity markets as it is for stock markets. The precious metals were down again in here today. Silver was down 30 cents. That really is a bit disappointing because it had that tail on the candle yesterday, and had it rallied in here today, we would have probably looked on that and thought of it as at least a short-term low. But it didn't do that today. It fell by 30 cents, and it's down now to 16.55, which suggests that this pullback is still ongoing. The gold market was down by about or just under $10. So right back down into the 1080s, and testing the most recent reaction low. Oil was down by a full dollar, and continues to pull back and is coming back towards a potential area of support. The oil market, particularly over the last 7 or 8 months, has been characterized by an inability to sustain upward breaks, but it's had a rivetingly consistent progression of higher reaction lows, and that type of activity is very similar to the same sort of thing we saw back in 2005 and 2006, and that was murderously difficult to trade oil at the time. One really did have to be faith-based in buying it at the incrementally higher lows, and then being very disciplined in letting out some of that trading position on the failed rallies. And that looks to be very similar to what we have right now. So with oil coming back towards the $70 level, and I think the last low was around 69, we are coming back into this potential area of support, and the chances are that the first upward dynamic is likely to indicate a low of at least short-term duration, and possibly back we see a rally back up towards the upper side of the range. In the industrial metals, nickel was relatively steady, but aluminium was breaking down earlier today. Zinc was weaker by a few percent. Copper was lower by 14.5 cents, and we continue to see that the industrial metals, having had this very impressive performance over the last 2 and 3 months, are now in this reversionary process and pulling back towards their mean. It is an unpleasant fact about the industrial metals particularly, but commodities generally, that they're prone to these big pullbacks. And it looks like we are in something approaching that type of environment for some of them at least right now. In the soft commodities sector, all of the grains were lower in here today, and sugar had its biggest decline in a few months. Now, it still has the progression of higher reaction lows, but it's another one of these that has had the failed upside break, and the London traded contract was down almost $22, and the US one was down almost a full dollar. And while we've had this failed upside break, we also know that sugar has had a remarkable move on the upside. And this loss of momentum and the failed upside breaks, it's another market which has become overextended in the short term and is liable or at risk of having one of these mean reversions over the sort of the short to medium term. With the continued pressure in stock markets, and I forgot to mention that Wall Street is actually finishing up on the day, greeting the fact that the Fed are leaving interest rates lower with equanimity, and we see that the Dow is up about 0.4 of 1%, and the S&P up about a half of 1%, with the Nasdaq up 0.8 of 1%. But they need to do significantly more than that to indicate that demand is regaining the upper hand. And in the commodity sector, we also need to see those upward dynamics, particularly for some of those precious metals, which are becoming a little bit oversold in the very short term, but we don't have evidence that they have found support yet. And the dollar is reasonably firm in here today. Against the euro, it was stronger by 50 ticks. And the Australian dollar, having been stronger earlier on in the day, gave up the advance and is closing out the day below the 90 cent level. The Canadian dollar is a reasonably similar story, with the dollar a little bit stronger against it as well. And looking at the dollar in other currencies, in against the Asian dollar index, it's also stronger in here, with the failed upside break again for those Asian currencies, and the dollar is getting broadly stronger across a whole range of markets. We haven't had the big downward dynamics against some of those emerging market currencies that would indicate that investors are taking their money out in large numbers. But we are seeing that the dollar is getting stronger in here, and so is the yen. The yen broke out against the euro in here today, and is also firming against the US dollar. And this is evidence that the funding currencies for carry trades, such as the dollar and the yen and potentially even the pound, are all reasonably firm as we see this medium-term correction type phase in risk type assets, which is also broadly supportive of the short-term bearish outlook that is evidenced in the charts. And until we see those upward dynamics, which are likely to be really quite clear, we can probably give the benefit of the doubt to some continued reversion towards the mean. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, but wish all the best to all of you.